Hello, this is Jeff Tenza. I'm with the Farmers Market helping with the Oral History Project since we're turning 90 in Ann Arbor. We thought we'd get some stories from some of the great farmers that we have. And right now I'm here with Alex Nemeth. Hello.
Hi, this is Alex. I'm one of the vendors at Market for 78 years. Started there when I was a year old. And we sold mainly fruit, some vegetables. And the market has been a great living for us.
So, Alex, describe your very first day at Market.
Well, that'd be kind of hard to do.
Are you saying that you were with your family business?
Yes. Yeah, that was my family business. I was, well, back then people didn't hire babysitters, so the whole family went to Market, and I'd sleep in a bushel basket under the market table. And it was kind of a long day, I remember that, especially some of the hotter days. And then everybody at that time was limited to one stall, which every stall was full all the way on the Detroit Street brick side and down on North 4th also. The sidewalk was full of growers. They were limited to an 8-foot stall.
Were people friendly back then to babies in particular?
I think so. They were always friendly to babies. And we've had a lot of customers there that are probably fourth or fifth generation now that started out back when I can just barely remember them. And they've been coming ever since.
So were you mostly raised here in Ypsilanti or mostly in Michigan?
Yeah, I spent all my life here in Michigan. I was 1 year old when my dad bought the farm back in 31, and we've farmed it ever since.
So tell us more about your family.
Well, we had 5 children. They all turned out very good, and I can't really – I think we have 14 great-grandkids. Yeah, and
eight grandkids.
So we've done well.
And your wife Agnes comes with you to the market now. Anybody else from your family is helping out?
Yes, she comes about every time, and we come together in the morning and go home together, and have 2 or 3 of the grandkids come down now, and some of our older children come down also on a busy Saturday and help out. So we've got quite a bit of help when we need it.
Well, it must be nice to be able to do that as a family.
It is, and I think a lot of people, they kind of like family-owned business like that, operated by the family, and it's kind of a unique thing.
Do you feel like you've kind of developed a little bit of an extended family with some of the other people at the market?
Well, yeah, in a way. We've got a lot of friends down there. I can't say as we have too many people that we don't care too much for, but mainly everyone's a friend, and they feel the same way.
How about if anything comes to mind, any family traditions, any fun stories around going to market or being there?
Well, about the only thing I can think of is when I was probably 7 or 8, the market was a little different then. There was along the Carytown side, there were more like a boardwalk, the stalls were, and there are gaps in the planks, and we used to climb under there, see if we could find a nickel or dime somebody dropped and lost. And the Carytown at that time was a feed mill owned by McCullough's, and they had quite a little counter where they sold candy, and we kind of frequented that quite a bit.
Nice. So what was your education like growing up?
Well, went to Lincoln School, started in kindergarten, and graduated in 1949. And then I spent a couple years in service. And after that, I just worked the farm.
Did you always feel like the farm was a fun place and you wanted to do it?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it really well. I like the woods we have. I like to hunt. And once a year, I go fishing for a few days, and the rest of the time is work.
Cool. So tell us more about your business. You're called Alex Nemeth and Sons, is that?
Well, yeah, Alex Nemeth and Son and Nemeth Orchard we go by. And we've raised fruit ever since the beginning. We have about 1 acre grapes now and a little over 1,000 apple trees, few peach trees, very few. And we have pears and some cherries. And I guess that's about it for the fruit. And then we grow muskmelons, cucumbers, tomatoes a few, and lots of sweet corn.
I know you grow a lot of different varieties of apples. You got some really nice ones. You got any favorites, any extra special ones?
Well, we raise about 22 varieties. I kind of enjoy the early transparent, which are about done now. And then we'll have ginger gold. That's a real nice apple for a first eating apple. And I think Empire is probably one of my favorite apples, and Jonathan. And then we also have one that they call, what's that late one? No, the Arkansas Black. And there's a few people that really like those, very, very hard apple. And I don't really think they're such a flavorful apple, but they are a good apple.
And you sell those all year round, basically.
Well, we start in early July with apples, and we'll go through March usually with apples. And hopefully we're done by then.
And you probably get a lot of questions about how to make a pie and how to make applesauce and all the different things you can do with apples. Are you pretty well trained in that? Who's been teaching you?
Well, I just refer them to my wife. He can take care of that part. She knows a lot about cooking. She's a wonderful cook, and I have a little problem keeping the weight off. But we do have a lot of questions about how do you fix certain varieties, how you make applesauce, or how do we make the applesauce. And it's interesting down there.
So let's see, what should we ask you next? Are there any educational activities offered by the farm? Like if I wanted to learn more about growing apples, do you invite people to come check out the place? Do you get questions like that?
Well, we mainly get a lot of questions about spraying, what to spray with, when to spray, how many times. And when they find out that the cost of the spray is by the pound, you know, you'd have to buy it by the pound if you can buy it. It's very expensive, so they, well, maybe I'll just cut the trees down. And another question is usually what varieties would they plant, you know, if they should plant a few varieties, which ones they'd want to plant. And which peach trees and the pears also, they have questions about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like in my generation, we're starting to get more interested in where our food comes from because a lot of us didn't have any connection to any farms. And so it's really nice to have great local farmers that we can just figure out, like, where did these fruits come from? It's sometimes unclear. How do you feel, if at all, the questions have evolved over the decades?
Well, I think mostly the questions asked are, have they been sprayed? Do you use fertilizer? And are they organically grown? Well, I think it'd be a pretty hard thing to organically grow fruit in Michigan. There are states where they can do it a lot easier than we could. But we have to spray in order to be able to produce enough apples to make a living on. And we're truthful about not being organic. And a lot of people can say they're organic, but unless they're certified organic, it really doesn't mean much. And there are quite a few certified organic growers on the Ann Arbor market.
Has the technology been improving? How healthy would you say your orchards are, and are you always teaching yourself the new techniques? How does that go?
Well, basically, things are not a lot different than they were 40 years ago. They have new chemicals for insect control that are not near as hazardous as they were years ago. Now they have a few that are mainly a cold-blooded insect killer and fairly safe for humans to handle and, you know, be eating the fruit.
What's one of your least favorite bugs besides mosquitoes?
Well, I think curculio is one of my main problems, and probably oriental fruit moth. But other than that, we have pretty good control on all fruit pests. And we're on pretty light soil here, so we do depend on moisture, rain, or if we don't get it, we do have adequate irrigation so we can keep things going. But
how's the weather been this season so far?
Well, early on we had a lot of rain, but also had a lot of cold nights, and that's held the melons back and the sweet corn back, and well, some of the crops just with the cold nights don't do too well. Mm-hmm. But moisture is pretty short again now lately, and hopefully we get a good rain tomorrow. They're talking about it.
Yeah, I'll be best wishing you on that rain. So let's go back to the family really quick. Is there any family stories that have been passed down that you can think of? Is your father, he was the principal person before.
Yeah.
How did he talk about the market, and what were some of his hobbies, and what kind of person was he?
Well, my dad and mother both came from Hungary in about 1910, somewhere in there. And, of course, they spoke broken English, but they did manage to get by at market real well. And there also were several foreign people down there that had a problem with the language. But he liked the fruit business, and so he stayed on with it. Then he worked at the bomber plant during the war for a couple of years and went back to farming again.
Do you encourage young people to get into farming?
Well, I would encourage it, but kind of an impossibility anymore at the cost of land and equipment is really soared, and it'd be a pretty hard thing to do today. It'd have to be a hand-me-down farm and some equipment also.
My grandpa said that I'd have to marry a farmer's daughter.
That's about it, yes. Oh, and we also have a grandson that's very interested in farming. He grows a lot of fruits and vegetables, and he has several greenhouses. I think you stopped there this morning, and he raises most of his crops here on the farm.
Okay, so let me ask, so you have other places where you sell. So we stopped at Jeff's, did you say Jeff? His place. Do you only go to the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, or is there other places? What role does the farmers market play in your business, and you know, how do you compare that to the other options?
Well, that's easy to explain because we only go to the farmers market, and we sell some grapes, pick your own here, and some apples that are ready picked. You know, sell to a few people that have been coming for years, but basically, we're just sell all our produce at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market.
Cool. So it's a very important place.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Are there any people you see as major shapers of the market, like over the years? Have there been leaders, really outstanding people, influential people who've shared wisdom or else, you know, dealt with the market politics well?
Well, I don't quite know how to answer that. I don't think there's been much of that.
So we don't need to erect any statues?
No, not really.
What about any outstanding customers?
Well, we have a lot of outstanding customers. They enjoy our fruit and vegetables and come basically every Saturday, and some of them come only Wednesdays, but we do a good bit of business down there.
Well, I know I've gotten a couple gallons of apple cider some apples and made some good applesauce with it, so hope I'm a good customer. Let's see. How do you see the future of the farmers market, like with the economy and just new technologies? Any predictions you have for the future?
Well, I see people are buying local more than ever before. And, of course, we're 12 miles south of Ann Arbor, so they're about as local as you can get. And there are, well, I think all the growers at the market are local within Michigan boundaries. And that makes a good fresh produce and at a better price because there's no transportation added to that. And I don't really see anything big at the market coming up other than run pretty much the way it has been.
And the farming industry in general in Michigan, you think we'll see more large corporations taking over or more small-scale farming?
Well, I think you'll see the small-scale farming around this area, and the people will come to the market as far as fruits and vegetables go, but I don't see anything in the big scale, no.
So I tried to give you some good questions. Is there any other stories that you were hoping to tell? Should I give you a second to think and interview somebody else? Anybody else at the table?
Well, not really. I just enjoy the farm and enjoy farming and have done it all my life and like the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, and I like all the people that come shopping there, and I appreciate when they bring their own containers, their bags. That helps us out and saves on the landfill.
Can I
Excellent.
Ask one question?
Sure.
When we first got here, you mentioned about a day that you were the only vendor at the farmers market. And I was wondering if you could share a little about what it's like coming to the market in the winter when there aren't so many people around, and if you've been coming almost every Saturday for a long time.
Yeah, I've mainly haven't missed a winter market day in many, many years. And there's been two times that I was the only one there because of the weather. It was either too slippery or too much snow, and I don't have that far to go, 12 miles. So some people drive 40, 50 miles, and it makes it a little harder for them to get through. And I guess that would be the reason that I was the only one.
Do many shoppers come on those days?
Yeah, they do. And I think when I was the only one a couple times that there were some people that bought just because they felt sorry for me being there and thought they should buy something. But, yeah, the wintertime is a little bit rough sometimes.